two things on the agenda yesterday when Belfast was the venue, and that was an opening meet there. And then we have Donegal Senior Under 20 and Masters Championships in Lifford today. I'll run quickly through and give you some names and so on. But the big story is coming from over the weekend, indeed Belfast, and indeed in Paul O'Brady in the Czech Republic, Leo Gara from Finn Valley, a 24:47 5K walk. That's a qualifying standard for the European Under 18 Championships in Rieti later in the season. So that's a big breakthrough for her. It's an Austrian Donegal Senior record as well. So well done to her. That's a Loretto Kenny student, a member of Finn Valley. So that's one. And then the other story was yesterday in Belfast, Tara Rose Smith of Finn Valley. She had a 2:09 800 metres. And that's the second qualifying time, which is a requirement for most of the events for the European Under 18. So she also will be in the mix up for selection for Rieti as well. So that's two athletes over the last 2 days. Other performances from Belfast: Amy Green won a 3,000 metres, 3:94. We had Brenton Nabira from Letterkenny. He went under 11 seconds for the first time in his career, over 100, a 10:98. And, you know, he's only 16 years of age. He ran very well in the indoors, and he was most unfortunate back in the indoors, a young Letterkenny athlete, when he was disqualified in the 400 metres, when he's in a really strong position back in the indoors, when he had a lane infringement. But that day indicated that this was a talent for the future. Erin Freeler was in the 200 metres, tired, I would imagine, fatigued since her return from Africa. Lucy McGlynn, back in action, of course. She got third in the British universities last weekend. She's a student now at Loughborough University. She's from Ballyshannon. She had a 56:92 over 400, and she's back in action. That's lovely to see. Amy Timoney, she got second in 100. We had Oran McBrady with a big PB in the 1500 metres, 3:53. And we had Kieran McCarroll, right good, strong performance. A performance that I've been waiting for a long time, over 400 metres from Kieran McCarroll. A 48:8, you know, and I always used to look at him on the track and think, my goodness, if that caddy would just get it together, he could run some serious 400 metres. I'm not suggesting that he's a done deal yet, but he is a big talent, so over 400 metres. And Oisin Kelly of Cranford, 800 metres, 1:52. And then Oran Rogers from Finn Valley again, 800 metres. He went under 2 minutes for 800 for the first time in his life. And 4:02, 1500 for Oisin Toy. And that kind of wraps up the story from Belfast. So that's the track and field pretty much underway big time now, and we just got to get ready for it and prepare ourselves for it. And there will be week on week, there will be performances coming in, and we'll be on that case. Now today, weather reasonably good, a bit of a one surely, which would affect matters, but we can't complain. And Lifford for the Donegal Senior, Masters and Under 20 Championships. It's a long time since the Donegal, it's the longest standing championship for Switch in Donegal in the history since the athletics got herself organised in Donegal. And I remember clearly, and I'm old enough to remember, the first ever serious Donegal Senior Championships. It was held at the old Fintra Gaelic pitch way back in 1970, I believe, if I remember correctly. So today we were in Lifford, and some names just on the track, winners, like I'm giving you winners and winners only: Katrina Devine, Finn Valley, Fern Duffy, Danny McKinley, Joseph Bidou, all from Letterkenny. You had Brendan O'Donnell from Lifford, you had Keith Gallen from Lifford, you had Harvey King, you had James Kelly from Finn Valley, of course, and Luke Mangan from the Rosses and field events. So that latter few names, all in field events. So a busy day, a reasonable turnout for the Donegal Senior Championships. A lot of people tend to miss it. There's so much choice now. People can rest up and do other things, and they have choices. But a reasonable turnout on a reasonable day. And as I say, the local scene. Now this week, the finals of the primary schools athletics on Wednesday at Finn Valley. Normally about 1,000 youngsters turn up for that, 1,200 youngsters. So we're just fingers crossed waiting for some reasonable weather to make it a wee bit more easy to organise. And then we're moving on with secondary schools cross country next weekend in Antrim. So it's going to be busy, 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 Kieran. And I'll be on the case But today, those two under 18 qualifying performances are standout from the weekend. That's Tara Rose Smith over 800 metres, and of course Leah O'Gara with that record-breaking 5K performance in the walk in Padabrady in the Czech Republic.